Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 20th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Peter, chapters 4 and 5. God gets the glory when we use our gifts wisely. We read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 like this. The words of Apostle Peter: as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. In the above passage, Apostle Peter makes the assertion that every Christian believer has received a gift from God, which is a special function to perform as a member of the body of Christ. These gifts are a stewardship mandate from God and are not to be used for selfish gain, but only for His glory and for the good of others. We are not meant to be the end terminals of God's gifts, but rather we are intended to be the channels for the flow of God's blessings to others. Let us be clear that we have nothing to offer others that we have not first received from God. This is exactly what Apostle Paul asked the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7. And what do you have that you did not receive? God bestows spiritual gifts or grace gifts generously to every believer, and they are sovereignly dispensed by the Holy Spirit. Stewards are managers or trustees who will one day be accountable for using their gifts wisely and effectively in God's best interest. So we are to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God, and the grace of God here refers to the undeserved favor which God offers to us. God has given every believer at least one gift that he or she should share with other believers and so serve them. If not anything else, every believer is gifted to serve others through the resources that God has provided, including time, talents and treasures. Let us use our gifts and talents to serve others as the seven laymen stepped up to take responsibility of the daily administration and food distribution in the first century church. The Lord, who has given us the ability, will also give us the strength, resources and direction to use our ability for His glory. When every believer contributes, the teamwork should divide the efforts and multiply the results as well. In the end, God gets the glory. Whenever we perform any service for God, we should do it with a humble recognition that it is God who alone empowers us for this task. We should perform every service so that God gets the credit. Thus, all glory will go to God where it belongs. Whenever we receive a compliment for an act of service, let us be careful to give God the glory. This way, God gets the glory when we use our gifts wisely. We finally read the words of Apostle Paul, penned in the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8 like this. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.